Thank you for coming back to the Lab of Sir Rebbe Lunch Chabura. So this week we're going to be discussing the Rebbe's relationship to, or his perspective on Medinas Yisrael, which is actually a term he never used. And as with many other topics that we've seen, the Rebbe takes a very, very clear, but a very, 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 very unique approach, one that's almost paradoxical in the sense that he seems to be going on both sides of the camp. We're going to see that in terms of the actual fundamental issues of religious Zionism, in terms of, as it's expressed by Rav Kook and by the religious Zionist establishment in Eretz Yisrael, that the Medinas Yisrael creating a political sovereign state of Jews is a step in the process towards the Geula, and it's considered a scholar of the Geula of various hashkafic and halachic ramifications. The Rebbe is as far from that as possible. But if you define Zionism in terms of practically, are you interested, invested in the security and in the development of Jews living in Eretz Israel in a very practical way? So the Rebbe then was the most ardent Zionist in the world. And we're going to see these two themes coming out in the letters and sichos that we're going to be going through today. So on the ground, the Rebbe Shittos about settlements in Eretz Israel seem to be very similar to those of the religious Zionist establishment. They're coming from very, very different places in many of the cases. So the first letter we're going to see is actually a letter from the Rebbe to Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin. Rav Zevin was Mizikni Chasidei Chabad. He made Aliyah, I think pre-state. He actually sent a letter to the Babich headquarters in Crown Heights in support of the Rebbe in 1950, when it was unclear if the Rebbe or the Rebbe's brother-in-law was going to be the Rebbe. And the Rebbe and Reb Zevin was part of the religious Zionist establishment in Eretz Israel. He spoke in Merkaz Rad to his friends with Reb Zvi Yehuda Kook, and this issue divided them. So here's a letter that the Rebbe wrote to Reb Zevin, which sort of explains what his shita is about the notion of a Skalat of the Geula. So first, I'm not exactly sure what the first couple lines are referring to. He says, "Albinos kafoter vaso eshan." I'm going to rely on you. Kifi shemarti gan lamar Ellenson. Even told these people what I actually think. That this person wants to at least return some of the settlements. Etc. I mean, the first thing the Rebbe says is that this person, if somebody wants to return some of the shtachim, is endangering the entire establishment of the Jewish settlement in Eretz Israel. And the Rebbe was a hawk in terms of security, in terms of not giving up an inch of Eretz Israel. Skip the brackets. The French in kotralas v'Rebbe kolsaras hashtachim. Right, there's no purpose in returning these areas that were captured in 1967. Because the other side are liars. As we've seen in the past, they're constantly lying to us, the Arabs. You can't trust these people one iota. I'm sorry? I think it's a general name for Goyim. That's what I assume at least. Uvaruhu shelo yarviko me'uma idea aras hashtachim. Israel, the Jews in Eretz Israel are not going to gain anything by returning the shtachim. Kvi shirao ba'avar, nafil ba'avar akarov, kishakazu lefnei gibe yishana, mita'a Suez, when they retreated from the Suez Canal. V'kulei v'kulei v'dai l'havim. It's clear you're not going to gain anything by giving up the land. Every time in the newspapers they carry some type of message from a politician that they want to return some of the settlements, some of the land, every time Jews show weakness, the Arabs step up with their terrorism and with violence. So, in terms of security, the Rebbe is there with the religious Zionist establishment. Don't give up an inch of Eretz Israel. But then he backtracks from an ideological point. Not backtracks. He just explains what his ideology is. V'nivla adavar ad kamet zodkin devei hachaminu zal al kol tzad v'shal. That chazal are always so right. Sharmu kolamosif goreya. Anybody who adds on diminishes, decreases. Shalpiza muvan akasher eshnei atzivuya lo tzivu lo tzigro because of akad v'kadamakta. The Chazal take these two mitzvos, don't add on to the mitzvos, don't subtract from the mitzvos, and they put them together. Shedavka elu shebetukufa seino nitzvasva mitzvah aliyah la'aretz hakadosha v'davka binyan toyag v'dolokadas Rambam. It's specifically some of those people who were playing up the importance of making aliyah, of living in Eretz Yisrael, and assuming it's a mitzvah d'oraisa according to everybody, even according to the Rambam, who doesn't count it in his list. Some people think that b'zman hazeh you can't, the entire existence of the Jewish people of Torah and mitzvos depends on the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. If you read the writings of Yaakov Moshe HaKalap, this is a theme which comes across very, very clearly. The mitzvah of our time period is Yishuv Haaretz. Everything else is going to be connected to that. The Rebbe says, "V'meila mutzar l'nsoa b'sfinos b'chol Shabbos for hasya b'chulei." One of the wars one of the halachic issues that Rebbe got involved with was the boats going to Eretz Yisrael. He says these people think that the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz is so important, it's going to be docha Kol Shabbos in these boats. And not only do they say all of Torah mitzvahs mizman hazeh and our tekufa is totally on Yishuv Haaretz, but they add on lahakris befumbi. These people say we are currently in a time period of Eskalta Degula. Hefak psak din mefurish Rambam, which is the opposite of the psak din of the Rambam. Shabbat yada al davar yushalmi meyosol the Rambam shir shirma. It's a good presentation. The Rambam knew all these makoros these people bring. We're on the first page, this end of the second paragraph. The Rambam knew all the makoros that people bring about Eskalta Degula, about the reflourishing of the agriculture and Eretz Yisrael and everything of that sort. And still, the Rambam paskind. Geula means Mashiach coming. Havitavka b'nehem, among these Zionists who used to play up the importance of Yishuv Haaretz, who were mosif to the mitzvahs, said everything is telling us on Yishuv Haaretz. Tavka b'nehem, Rabbu Ibla who wrote some after Shtach Alkam b'chulei b'chulei. In their camp, they have people now who want to return parts of Eretz Israel, which is a security risk for the entire establishment of the Jewish people in Eretz Israel. I don't want to be marak on this idea too much. I don't want to insult you, Rev Zevin, who I know you are a Zionist, a religious Zionist. This is actually, according to the footnotes, reference to Shazar, to the Israeli president. Never meets the people, he always tries to emphasize what unites them, the commonality. And not to emphasize what differentiates people. It's definitely true about us. We have a great working relationship. This is one issue that divides us. I don't want to be ma'akabas. I wouldn't write all this about how these people are proclaiming it's Eskalta Degula and how horrible that is. This is dangerous. And we're going to see over here one reason why it's dangerous, and then the next sikha, another reason why it's dangerous. Here the rabbi goes out on a limb almost. Kizeu habeir ha'yichidi shel is'ata matzasi al inyan ha'korbanos v'chala me'aretz ha'kadosha. This is the reason why there are so many casualties in Eretz Yisrael. V'neim afilo ke'elo shenitzolo me'ashoah. You have people who are saved in the Holocaust, and they get killed in terror attacks in Eretz Yisrael. V'ro nisim glim azeh. Historically, every time there is a Mashiach Shaker and people proclaim that we're entering Messianic era, it ends, unfortunately, with Jewish casualties. The same thing is true b'zman hazeh. And brackets are very important brackets. We're definitely living in a miraculous situation in Eretz Israel. It's an amazing thing that millions of Jews have been saved by living in Eretz Israel. I mean, this is post-67, post the Six-Day War, which the Rebbe declared, the Rebbe both predicted and declared as Nisim Guluyim. This is not redemption. This is a further descent into Galus. that people think we're talking about the time period of Geula. Because the Rambam paskins, Geula means Mashiach coming. And the punishment for this, and even in terms of just the regular causation of events, the regular chain of events in terms of cause and effect, they're going to be korbanos chas v'shalom. The Rambam knew all these midrashim that people are quoting. People who are writing to me, country Sam, are trying to convince me that it's because of the Geula. Everybody's quoting Midrashim and this Rishon and that Rishon, but people are ignoring the Rambam. And this is coming from Poskim, people who pass in Shilas. They know that the Rambam is basically the be all and end all of Psak in terms of these issues, in terms of the Rishonim. I feel a little bit sick of Mashas. We don't pass based on the Gemara. And that's what we pass. We pass on the Rambam, not like these other midrashim. let's skip the next paragraph, and maybe we'll focus on the next paragraph as the entry point into next week's Kabbalah. So that's one thing. So the Rebbe is clear that they're talking about a miraculous situation of Jews in Eretz Israel. The Rebbe was very invested in the settlement. He met with every Israeli politician that passed through New York who wanted to meet with him. He knew the topography of Eretz Israel. He knew the settlements. He knew the military situation of Eretz Israel just as well. The generals testified that he knew the situation just as well as they did. I think when Rabin left the Rebbe's office in 770, he said, if members of the Knesset know the situation in Eretz Israel, as well as his rabbi in Brooklyn, Israel would be in a much better situation. People were amazed at how much he knew. He was super invested in settling the land, in the Jewish community in Eretz Israel, and in the security of the Jews in Eretz Israel. He refers to it as a Matzav Nisi. But in terms of political sovereignty as Askalat of the Geula, he was as far away from the religious Zionist establishment as most anti-Zionist people.
What is the difference between the idea of Yudit Tachonim and the focus on Maisa, and if they're Mesicha, then and this idea? But they seem to be very similar, missing some Nakuda that's brushing past each other.
Meaning, of course, it seems like going down to the ground in Eretz Israel should be the point of the highest aliyah.
Yeah.
I mean, all the rabbi is talking about here is in terms of.
He discusses.
I mean, he definitely thinks we're in the Ikvasat Mashiach. The rabbi definitely thinks we're in the Ikvasat Mashiach. So, to define the establishment of the state of Israel as a scholar of the Geula as a turning point, and in terms of starting the process of redemption, that the rabbi was against.
What's the difference?
We're still in Galus, and we're going to see it in the next Sikha. There are major nafkaminas in terms of what we should be focusing on. In terms of mindset, it's a big nafkamina. And in terms of how you think about yourself, you think about your time period, and you think about your abuda, it's a big nafkamina. In terms of what you do to be able to bring Mashiach is also a big nafkamina. Settling the land might be important for the Rebbe. The Rebbe wanted people to establish settlements in all of the Shtachim, but more for security concerns, and because Jews have bios over Eretz Israel, not because settling the land is an important part of the messianic process.
It's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah.
But if Shabbos candles will bring Mashiach just as much as being able to keep Shemitah,
But it's one among others. That's what he was. Don't overfocus on it, like people do, and also don't think of yourself as being redeemed. There's still a lot of avodah to do. A lot of the work the Rebbe was discussing, as we've seen in the past, and we're going to see in the next sikha, focusing on living in the Skatz of the Geula time period takes away the focus from what our real avodah should be. Yeah, Rabbi.
I was just wondering, a lot of his rias are like the Rambam paskins this way, so I would expect him to have more of a within his world thought, like a svara as to why this would not be considered the Geula. But he seems to be saying this is what the Rambam says, and therefore not. I could have theoretically thought otherwise, but the Rambam passes this way. So is that he's trying to explain this to the person he's talking to, or is it that that's really like what he was thinking? Did he? He probably had something behind it. No,
I would assume so. Adam, maybe you know more.
I remember coming across a very long footnote in the Sikha once that discussed a lot of these same issues and said and explains the Rambam a little more than he's saying here. I could look at this. I don't remember the footnote, and it's very detailed and nuanced. But I could look up the Sikha and show it to you.
Yeah. What I remember is that he said is that he, political sovereignty wasn't such an important. It was important because Malchus Yisrael is important. It's a mitzvah in Torah. But the time period of Geula is much more about tshuva, mazim tovim, in terms of kiyum mitzvos, and having political sovereignty of a government that doesn't reflect that is not something which is necessarily so important. When he wrote letters to the president of Israel, he never wrote the Chvod HaNasi, and somebody called him out on it, asked him why, and he said because the Nasi means somebody who is a leader of all the Jewish people, and he has certain responsibilities in terms of their material and spiritual well-being. And the president of Israel is an important person, important leader in Israel, but he doesn't speak for all Jews, and he doesn't take upon himself those responsibilities. Okay, Taras Menachem Tavshin Tezayin Chelek Beis. This is a small section of this larger sikha about Halak Ma'anya. Halak Ma'anya. So the first is just going to be about Halak Ma'anya. There are two opposite symbols in matzah. Aleph, Ibn Ezra Yisah Shematzi Machal Avadim. Ibn Ezra says matzah is a food of slaves. Hanushim Akevan Shavadim Him Buhulim Bioser Babodasam. They're constantly working, they're hurried. Ains Manim Boyadam Mahamkin Achiyach Matzabatik. They don't have enough time to let their dough rise. Chen Omrim He Matzah and then Oklim He Matzah. Therefore, they eat matzah. Achbizah, Tam Shoklim Matzah to Pesach. Could the Ramos al Avdos Hashibit of Mitzrayim. Good. We eat matzah to remind ourselves of the Avdos and the Shibit of Mitzrayim. Bees. Achilas matzah b'fesach. He zeker the gulas mitzrayim. Shaz achlo b'nei Yisrael matzah. Gigor shumim mitzrayim. Lo yakulas mameah. It reminds us of the events on the way out. Hapitam zeh kashur achilas matzah. Olam gulas mitzrayim. K'mol lefiatam rishon. Ela and the rabba in gulas mitzrayim. So matzah contains opposite reasons. B'zeno she b'tchilas arichas aseder. Olam halach ma'anya. Haskalas kiyum mitzvah sayom. We got it to levinika. Hibamiras avadim hayinu. She teshuva l'shielas ben manashana. We're explaining the mitzvah begins of Avadim Hayinu. Halach Ma'anya is like a general introduction to matzah. Halach Ma'anya means we're focusing at the beginning of the Seder on the matzah as a symbol of slavery. The term Anya could have been interpreted either as relevant for Galus or as relevant for Gula. That at the very beginning, we're opening up the Seder when we're still slaves. It's very clear. We're talking about the bread of affliction, the bread of poor people that we ate when we were in Mitzrayim. At the end of Halach Ma'anya, we talk about the Geula. But the beginning of Halach Ma'anya is very clear about the Galus. So, Inyan Bazet. B'shar sha'uskin ba'Geula de Pasach, miramzim ha'machadim gama Geula ha'sid ha'levo. Mehirab Meinu Amen. We talk about the Geula Pasach, we focus on the Geula, we focus on the future Geula, the end of Halach Ma'anya. Well, Leidach, Kasher Mizmoninim B'Ma'amad Matzav HaGalas, when we're focusing on the slavery, the Galus of Mitzrayim, Rorim Adkama Shulchoshev Kafal Mechubo. You have to be able to see how dark the slavery was, how dark the Galus was, without thinking, so to speak, about the Geula, just focus on the slavery itself. Well, the Prat B'Shanim Achronos, Shulchoshev HaGalas Nasa Gantel Yoser Chazak Yoser. And we have to think about that in terms of its relevance for our times as well, that we have to focus on how dark the Galus is, and it's gotten much darker over time. In what way has the Galus gotten darker over time? These people think that they're already redeemed. That itself represents the darkest parts of the Galus. Padarak Mashal, Mikola Begashmios, Kasher Akola Yodea Shukola, Holy Kuala Rofe, Basasik Binani Rafua, Kaksha Yodea Shukola, who Askala the Rafuaso, Avar Kasher Akola Sabar Shubari, Venomus Asik Binani Rafua, Elamamshek Pesedar and Haga, Aldarakamagil, If you have to know you're sick in order to initiate the healing process, if you don't know you're sick, you're not going to be able to initiate the healing process. As long as we know that we're in galus, we could focus on the source of our galus, which are chatayim. We could focus on doing teshuva, bringing other people back towards observant Jewish lifestyles. We got the state of Israel without teshuva. So too, the gula, it's a process. It's inexorable. It's going to happen. We don't have to work on ourselves in order to be zocha to it. It's clear in the Gemara. All the end times have come. Now we just have to do teshuva, the gula will come. You see the importance of teshuva for the ultimate gula. This is like one Gemara somewhere. The people who started this chazat gula are doing it lahakas. So you see, this Gemara is not so relevant. Therefore, we don't have to focus on teshuva. Just focus on the process, on the messianic process of settling the land and establishing the state. We're going further and further into galus as long as we ignore the teshuva factor. You make darkness into light. We're still in galus. People say it's gula. The or lachoshech. Again, the establishment of the state, the return of Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, is an or gadol. It's a big nace. The fact that Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, the rabbi also said, is a simon for the geula. But don't call it a skalta de geula. Political sovereignty is not a skalta de geula. These people think the gula is not tolerant of the teshuva, and therefore the gula is just strengthened. Muvan shekasher misbonim b'mama and matzav gula sad kamashu chosha kafu makupo alulim lipo b'yeosh. And then, if you start thinking about how dark the gula is, it could create some yeosh. Valzeh omer mekadama kolos agada halach ma'anya the kala v'sanu b'arad mitzrayim halach ma'anya avulo ba'ofen delo yakolos mamea onin lav dvar harbe. Not Don't focus on the gula. First, just focus on the factor of galus. Inyan amatzah shashayik legula. L'dafka diakalos v'sanat ibarad demetzrayim. Akal abadim. Shashibudam gadol kolkak ashin zmanam yadam afilu lahamdin yudikas minutes. Riob yudosam v'lachtam. And then, at the end of the paragraph, you get the fact that now we're in Eretz Yisrael. Now we're in Eretz Yisrael, and now we can be b'nei chorin. The paragraph starts off in galus. So that's the Rebbe's a little glimpse of the Rebbe's Shita in terms of how we view Zionism. We're not going to be able to go through it, but the next piece is just one out of several dozen sikhot the Rebbe gave about Shlema Ta'aretz, about not returning Shtagim, about standing firm in terms of the Gayim. And it's not just in terms of security of Jews in Eretz Israel. It's about Hashem gave Jews Eretz Israel. We have violence over Eretz Israel, and therefore we have no right to give it up. And in addition to that, it's going to cause major, major security concerns, like the Psachdin and Shulchan Aruch, that if Gayim are Mimashar Shem Uvayim, and they're even coming al Iskei Tevin Vakash, you're talking about border cities, you have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to fight them because it's Nyani Pikuach Nefesh. He talks about security, Pikuach Nefesh. He talks about violence of Jews over Eretz Yisrael. He talks about being strong about that, affirming that to the world. He spoke to Begin, he spoke to other people before they went to peace accords, telling them, or trying to encouraging them to stand firm, say, we have biblical rights to the land of Israel. All of that is there. All of that is part of the Rebbe's worldview, but Eschalta de Geula, in terms of establishment of a state, is not. So, practically, the Rebbe was a Zionist. Ideologically, partially he was a Zionist, but partially not, as defined by the religious Zionist establishment in Eretz Israel. Once again, the Rebbe's uniqueness shines. Thank you very much, and have a great day.